If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
This is Shadow Realm.
Previously on Shadow Realm.
They took shape and became pictures, each of them representing an evil element in nature. Total chaos!
The issue is not order versus chaos, but rather a balance between the two.
There was something about that angry axe-wielding man. As much as I tried, I couldn't get his image out of my head on the way home from the Marin Headlands. But every time I focused on him, he morphed into a dark figure. Later, at dinner with Pa, I still felt uneasy. But of course, Pa was never gonna let us eat in complete silence. And eventually, he interrupted my thoughts.
What is bothering you, Arya?
I'm sorry, Pa. Can I ask you a question?
Fire away.
What do you know about Parshuram?
Your Ma was quite the expert on the stories and culture of Kerala. Though it was obvious, given her interest in herbology and Ayurvedic medicine, there was so much more to it.
Pa, I was asking about Parshuram.
I know you were, but Parshuram is part of the Kerala legend. More than that, I couldn't tell you.
All right. I'm gonna go up to my room.
This is Arya. Hit me up after the beep.
Arya, you there? You haven't answered any of my calls. I'm getting worried about you. Please call me back. Please. Thanks.
Since Ta's death yesterday, Sara and I have been talking nonstop. I really shouldn't ignore her call tonight. But I did. All I could think about was Parshuram. That night, I had the most sinister dreams about Parshuram. His clenched jaw, his bare teeth, his quivering lips. I screamed as he kicked in my bedroom door. He came at me with his axe, roaring with rage. It's like he was stuck in constant, all-consuming anger. Something was terribly wrong inside of him, I knew it. In my dream, I imagine talking to him. Parshuram, who wronged you? It's like some past experience is covering you in a dark shadow and it's making you sick. Is that what happened to you? But once again, he just turned right back into that dwarf, clad in a white toga. Oh, I guess it was a dream. Gosh, it's almost 2 a.m. Who is that?
Arya, I know it's late. I needed to know you're okay.
Sara, it's 2 in the morning. How did you even get here from San Rafael?
I took an Uber. I was so worried about you, I couldn't sleep.
Worried about me? You're the one we need to keep safe here. Okay, just come in before anyone sees you.
You look so upset. What's the matter?
What, besides you leaving San Rafael? I just had the worst dream. This dream, Sara, it felt so real. Parshuram was after me and... Oh, wait, of course.
Of course what? Wait, Arya, where are you going?
Come upstairs. I had to learn more about Parshuram. And then suddenly, I realized I had this treasure trove of books in my ma's old office in the attic. I opened the door. And even though she'd been gone for a year, the sweet, lovely fragrance of her lingered in the air. Through every book, every piece of paper, notebook, and every family photo in this beautifully messy, beloved room.
Wow. This room hasn't changed in years, Arya. It's exactly the same as when we used to play on the floor while your ma was working or reading.
Yeah. Pa and I like it this way.
Arya, what are you looking for?
Ta, found it. Legends from the Treta Yuga. The book was so old and musty. Each page felt as delicate as a butterfly's wing. My fingers trembled as I flipped through the pages. Look! Parshuram, the Axeman. The 6th incarnation of Vishnu.
Wow, he looks really sinister and angry. Why do you think you dreamt about this guy?
Well, he must be the anarchist that I was supposed to follow. Listen to this. Parshuram. The name itself means Ram with an axe. Having received his fate from Lord Shiva himself, after undertaking terrible reparations, the latter had taught him the methods of warfare and other martial skills. So although he was born into a Brahmin family, he was quite unlike the other Brahmins. Instead, he carried traits of warrior-like aggression, warfare, and valor. The Rishiji told me I need to pick my anarchist and follow his trail.
Yikes. Do you have to follow someone so scary?
I know, right? I know I need to pursue the Parshuram, but I don't even know how to get to him. And oh man, here's another Parshuram story. It calls him a Chiranjeev.
What's that mean?
Well, Chiranjeev were damned to live eternally until the destruction of universes.
Immortality. Whoa, what all of us dream of, right?
Yeah, I guess. But the ancient texts describe the immortals of Indic wisdom as damned.
Seriously?
Yeah, all 8 of them. And Parshuram, he's both an incarnation and an immortal.
What does that mean?
That he was there then, here, now, and always will be. Which means, that divine intervention will always be here to disrupt things. But does that necessitate disruption as a permanent state? I don't know.
I'm confused and exhausted.
Look, why don't you go lie down on the couch downstairs? I think you need some rest. I'm gonna try and clear my own head.
Okay. Thanks, Arya. Don't stay up too late, okay? And if you find something interesting, give me a holler.
Okay. Thanks. I nestled myself into Ma's chair and focused on my root chakra. I began to meditate, to remove every thought, every emotion, every memory, one at a time. It wasn't easy. Parshuram and the dwarf just kept crawling back into my mind, trying to take over my meditative space. I knew from experience that simply pushing away the thoughts was an exercise in futility. So as each thought made its way back in, I recognized it, smiled at it, and accepted it. I repeated the exercise with each emotion, each memory, one at a time. As they began to fall away, I became aware of a brilliant white light bursting from the kindling of creation energy at my root. It shot up through the center of my being, traversing through each chakra until it burst out of my crown into a brilliant flame, like setting off 1,000 sparklers. I shifted focus now to my 8th chakra. And once again, I found myself floating on the infinite depth of a vast and peaceful ocean.
Next time on Shadow Realm.
How anyone can spread hatred against such a noble concept is beyond me.
The central theme behind Onam is to strive to be fair and treat every human being as equal.
Spoken Layer.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.